Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Launching into the second hour of the program, you, as always, are invited to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM.
That's freedom!
855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
So just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we're going to get right back into your phone calls here in a moment. But at the beginning of the last hour, Captain, you shared like a few sentences of a story about Florida. The governor there putting in checkpoints into place on the Florida border.
Yes.
And we didn't get much further into that story, but one of my questions was, have these already been put into place? And from what we've seen over the last break, we just dug around a little bit on the internet. Yes, they are.
Since Friday, apparently.
The checkpoints are already in place. Before we go back to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, you can call in about anything that you want, of course. But, you know, this police state reaction to, and I would call it tremendous overreaction, to this questionable virus. What else do we need to know about what's going on with Florida and these checkpoints?
Well, we already covered that the checkpoints don't apply to commercial drivers, but they already have checkpoints for commercial drivers. So.
Right.
This is a quote from DeSantis. This is the governor?
Of Florida.
He says, there'll probably be a diversion for folks with certain license plates.
Oh, okay. That sounds like discrimination.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't give any specifics as to where further checkpoints would be installed.
They're specifically looking to stop people from Louisiana. I just read in a different story because that's where
New York, there's a lot of cases. Along with that, DeSantis also added to the executive order affecting New York travelers, adding a similar two-week isolation for anyone coming to Florida from Louisiana. So if you're from New York or Louisiana and you travel into Florida, you could be detained for up to 2 weeks for isolation.
Now, what
isolation.
Does that mean? Because we've heard people saying previously, like some places have said, it's a self-imposed quarantine, meaning they say, all right, mister, if you're coming in here, you need to self-impose a quarantine for 2 weeks. But that doesn't say self-imposed, so it makes me wonder if they're going to lock you in a cell.
I guess we'll have to keep monitoring the situation and find out when it happens to somebody, because we haven't really seen anybody challenge any of this kind of stuff from either an individual or from a business basis, right? We haven't seen any
In Ohio that got raided and shut down, where they like literally sent construction workers out to put boards over the doors of it was like a restaurant.
Oh, that's right. Cincinnati. Yeah, they closed up a bar or something, right? They boarded it up. I do remember that.
Yep. And then there's also another headline that a couple folks have been arrested down in Hawaii for violating the stay-at-home order.
I mean, you can't get any more isolated than a Pacific island.
There's probably cases there, would be my guess.
I'm sure.
I've heard the Marianas just got their first two cases within the last 24 hours.
So anyway, I guess the point is that these checkpoints are looking to treat people differently based on where their, you know, what license plate is on their vehicle.
And they do exist already, so if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Do you want a police state? Because checkpoints are how you get a police state.
Yeah, I hope if somebody goes through one of these police state checkpoints, they have their video camera rolling, and they put that video online so we can see exactly what these officers are doing and saying at these checkpoints. And remember, you still have your rights. I understand that the government goons don't care about that, but if you believe that you have rights, you should also exercise those rights, which means you still have the right to remain silent. And of course, the Supreme Court has ruled, as I understand it, and this isn't legal advice, but my understanding that they've ruled that you have to invoke your right. You have to verbally invoke your right to remain silent, which just doesn't make sense, but that's what they said.
Oxymoron.
So it's, in my opinion, and this is not a legal opinion, it's just my thoughts, I like the move of saying, I don't answer questions. Whenever some cop asks you a question, if you get pulled over at one of these checkpoints and they're starting to pepper you with questions about who you are and where you're from and all this, I don't answer questions. Now, you may be obligated to identify yourself if you're a driver.
Yeah.
If you're in the passenger seats, generally you don't have that obligation. But if you are a driver, you probably do have to identify yourself. Even though it's a suspicionless checkpoint, you should probably still hand over a driver's license in that case. But you don't have to answer any questions.
Well, and I said it at the top of the first hour, and I'll say it again now, and I'm sure I'll say it again and again and again. Your rights as an individual human being on the planet Earth do not end or go away just because there's a frickin' virus.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Let's talk to Sam. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Sam.
Yes, the governor of Rhode Island is doing the same thing.
Really?
Rhode Island, I'm told, is...
Now, it's interesting to me that so many of these people that were for open borders on our southern border, now they want their borders closed.
Yeah, Rhode Island. I'm sorry. I'm told that Rhode Island may be rolling out National Guard.
Absolutely.
I heard that Rhode Island was actually trying to hunt down New Yorkers. That they were going house to house.
I read the same thing today. They're supposedly trying to stop people hunting down people who have escaped to their summer homes in Newport and telling them that they have to be quarantined. But even if these people in quarantine are sealed off, if they get sick, they're still going to need to go to the hospital. They're still going to infect people. Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're so into the freedom and the this and the that. I grew up a country boy in North Carolina, so believe me, we owned everything around us, so I know what it is to be free.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you like it if, let's say, Rhode Island diverted all the people that were fleeing New York into New Hampshire? Would that be okay with you?
Well, look, I don't care what people do. So, yeah, that's fine.
It would be.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Why would I care?
So you wouldn't care if they took half the population of New York and put it in New Hampshire?
Well, first of all, half the population isn't going to come to New Hampshire, but if people want to travel to a better place, then they should be free to travel somewhere.
Particularly, like you said, if they own a place in a different state or a different community, different area of, if they own the property, you should be free to travel to your other property.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in freedom, which includes the freedom to go somewhere where you have a right to be. Now, look, that doesn't mean that they get to go on your private property. If you've got private property and you want to keep people out, then that's your right to do that.
Well, here, there are people here who own second homes in hotels and high-rises mm-hmm. and different things.
Yeah.
All those hotels are shut
mm-hmm.
for public safety concerns. Should those people have a right to access their property? I don't think so.
Yeah, absolutely they should. If they own a thing, then of course they should have a right to access it.
If the whole hotel is shut down, you should open it up and force people to work.
If you own the hotel, you should be able to open up your hotel.
You don't own the hotel, though. They own like condos inside hotels, high-rises.
Okay. I don't know a whole lot about condos in hotels. That's a new concept for me. I guess they could do that, but usually condos are different from hotels. But maybe they have mixed use.
No, it's called condo. Yeah, they're owned individually here.
Are they like condotels?
Right, condotels.
Okay.
That's what they call it. But, I mean, there are 24.
I had no idea. I've never even heard of that before.
They're 200 or 300 units, and they're all owned by people. Two-thirds of which are probably from...
Yeah, I don't think some bureaucrat should be able to tell you that you have to close your business.
Yeah. Why do you think people's rights should go away just because there's a virus?
I don't know that it should. I don't know that it will.
Well, it has.
Let me ask you this question. Should we have stopped flights from China? Should we quarantine New York City, New Jersey, parts of Connecticut?
There's no we. There's only individuals.
I think that the individual companies should make their own decisions for themselves. if United Airlines or American Airlines or, you know, fill in the blank airlines don't want to service China because they feel like it's a risk to their passengers or their crews, they should be able to make that choice. Each individual on those airlines should be able to say, look, let's say United cuts it off and American Airlines keeps going. If the American Airlines employees feel uncomfortable with that, they should quit their jobs. And each individual should be free to make these choices for themselves. Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. Anything else is tyranny. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. And I don't care how scary the virus is. I don't accept some bureaucrat, some politician who normally people wouldn't trust these people making decisions. Why are they all of a sudden trustworthy? Because there's a virus.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirt malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Ian.
And the captain.
And the next generation of wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project.org.
Real quick, I have to read this on the air. This is from WPRI.com, talking about Rhode Island and their rolling out of the National Guard. The National Guard to go door-to-door looking for New York travelers.
Whoa!
And this is a high guy in our Discord chat pointed out, escape from New York, literally a thing now.
This is pretty scary stuff. Apparently also somebody in our chat room, Baraka66, pointed out that Quebec now adding checkpoints and forbidding non-essential travel to 8 regions. So we're seeing checkpoints not only in the United States, but now also in Canada.
It's getting dumber.
It's getting pretty crazy. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's start by talking to Jeff. He's in Daytona, Florida, listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I think it's incredibly ironic that for several years now, at least, I've been hearing about the millennials and how they're not communicating to each other face-to-face. They don't know how to, you know, interact with other groups of people.
Right.
And even like psychologists never even saying this. And now here we are saying self-quarantine. Don't come together in any groups. Don't even attack. Go to people for 6 feet away and just communicate by text. And this is what they've been saying. They go out and they're texting each other, sitting next to each other. And now they're saying, well, don't do it. You know, so basically the millennials are perfectly prepared for this. I just think that's the ultimate irony.
Yeah, well, and that is part of this whole situation is that Americans generally are prepared for this kind of tyranny that they're enacting. Not just the millennials. I mean, certainly you're right. They are the best prepared for it. They are the ones who've lived under the police state since 9/11. Right? They put in all kinds of new restrictions on you know, a lot of these millennials don't remember a life before the TSA, for instance. And then you add the electronic factor where they're constantly buried in their phones. But that's not just true of millennials. It's true of all kinds of age groups. You see people on their phones everywhere. And I use it too, constantly for work and communication and all that. So people are ready for this, and it's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all.
And just one other quick statement here. When you're talking about all these roadblocks, and they're having them here in Florida too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I would... How are they going to track these people? Like, okay, they pull you over and they say, you're from New York, you have to go self-quarantine, and then the person takes off. Like,
are they saying it's self-quarantine? Because that's not what the news story we had wasn't making that clear. It wasn't clear whether it was a self-quarantine or if it was they're going to lock you up.
Right. I heard earlier in the day that they were just saying go self-quarantine, and I heard some people saying that they're giving them forms to fill out and, you know, return to them, and people are just rolling them up and throwing them away. But I mean, are they going to chip these people? Are they going to put a big scarlet red or, you know, letter
on
them?
Give them any ideas.
Yeah. No, they're probably just going to track you via your phone. I've been meaning to read an article that states as much, that your governments are likely going to begin using your cell phones to track you. And
well, okay, here's a suggestion, right? So, and this is not what I want them to do, but this is likely how they're handling it on the early stages. Maybe they are going to demand phone numbers down the line, Captain Kickass, or maybe they already are at these checkpoints, I don't know. But if you ever travel into another country, like I visited Mexico, for instance, they always give you a form to fill out, and on that form, they ask you where you're going to be staying. So you have to put down the address of the hotel or your family member's house or whoever it is that you're going to be staying with.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can tell a lie on that form. It's just a piece of paper. However, if they come looking for you, you know, let's say they're doing a random spot check or something like that, and you aren't at the place where you said you were going to be, then they're going to be upset about that. And so maybe what they're going to do is they're going to demand that people give them information about where they're staying, and they're going to check up on them. Just like in Rhode Island, they're going house to house, apparently, looking for New Yorkers. Maybe they're going to do the same thing, collect information at the checkpoints, and then send local police to follow up and make sure those people are still doing the quarantining.
Yeah, but you see the irony here, too. On the one hand, they're talking about all these criminals being posted in jails as being a hotbed for spreading the virus, and they're talking about letting a lot of them go. But now, on the other hand, they're engaging new laws saying we're going to lock a lot of people up. So it's just like yin and yang constantly.
It's a vicious cycle. Yeah, well, it absolutely is.
Yeah, and then that is an interesting point because the only thing they can do is use violence and the threat of violence to gain people's cooperation. But for the most part, the reason we have the governments we have today is because people put up with it.
Yeah.
Is because people do, by and large, what they're told to do. In New Hampshire here, Captain Kickass, you and I just went out last night with a group of not quite 10 people. We hit 9, I think, at our peak last night.
We tried.
Right as soon as the governor's order to stay at home went into place, we went out. And we went out and hung out in Central Square in downtown Keene. We had a good old time. And the police drove by a few times, and they didn't do anything about it. And part of the order that came out from the Department of Justice as far as how the police were supposed to handle violations of the governor's order was to use so-called discretion, which police have, and obviously they used last night by completely ignoring us. But in the event that they weren't to ignore us, they're supposed to try to persuade you to go into so-called voluntary compliance. So they're not supposed to whip out the handcuffs right away, as is typical with a lot of these government approaches, where it's like, you better do this or else, and then you go and do it, and they leave you alone.
Right.
But if you don't do what they say, then they're supposed to issue like a written notice or a written warning or something like that.
They'll write you a very stern letter.
Yeah, and then if you keep violating it, then they're authorized, using their discretion, to arrest you.
Yeah.
So you have to supposedly violate it more than a few times is what it sounds like.
Yeah, but just because there's three steps before the gun comes out doesn't mean there isn't a gun behind every law.
Yeah, but the point
or order or whatever it is.
They'll very rarely have to get to pulling the guns out because most people do what they're told. And that's what they're counting on. So it's not likely that they're going to fill a jail with disobedience. Because if we had that mentality for non-cooperation and disobedience in this country, we would already have jails filled with disobedience for, you know, who would be violating all kinds of stupid laws out there. But most people don't want to go to jail, and it's a fairly effective deterrent. Thank you, Jeff, for your call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And apparently, we're not close to the limit of what people are willing to put up with. I don't think we're even close to it.
No, we haven't. No. If we were anywhere near, we would see more business owners going ahead and opening their doors because their businesses have been crushed anyway. They have nothing left to lose.
If a business owner were to do that, would anyone go?
I don't know.
I mean, I would, but would anyone else?
It depends on the business, I suspect. But, you know.
Would their customers come out of their homes?
There's so many unanswered questions. Yeah. I have no idea.
The only way we would find out is if a business owner actually opened their doors.
Yeah.
And then they would become a target. And then we'd find out what happened.
We would.
And maybe that will happen as this gets worse and as the crackdown continues and as they're about to lose their business and they figure, you know what, screw it, I'm going to lose my business anyway. Maybe I should throw the doors open. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's considering an enforceable quarantine to keep people safe in the areas hardest hit by the coronavirus.
I am now considering, and will make a decision very quickly, very shortly, a quarantine because it's such a hot area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We'll be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
He says he's spoken with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo about the quarantine, but the governor says that actually hasn't happened yet. The president says other states are also at risk.
There's a possibility that we'll do a quarantine short term, 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts of Connecticut. Restrict travel because they're having problems down in Florida. A lot of New York is going down. We don't want that.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. Join us. Toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Snake Plissken. No, I'm just kidding. It's the captain. Snake Plissken, I thought you were dead.
I thought you were taller.
Yeah. Wait, me or Snake?
Whoever. Yeah. So you can join us here. We're talking about the checkpoints that are apparently now in place in not just Florida, but also in Quebec province in Canada. Apparently they're now chasing down New Yorkers in the state of Rhode Island. And
yeah, if you're from New York and you're in Rhode Island, you are being hunted currently,
yeah.
Apparently.
Scary stuff. And what level of tyranny are people willing to tolerate? Apparently quite a bit. Apparently being told you have to stay in your home at all times except to go outside to get some fresh air, and that's about it.
I mean, if bombs started dropping on a U.S. city, there would be people in that city who are oblivious. Oh, I don't know. Right? They would be just, you know, encased in this fog of non-reality.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything you want. We're going to talk next to Tom in Salina, Kansas, listening to KINA. Hello, Tom.
Yes, Dean and Captain. When I have been stopped or by police, I feel I'm being intimidated. I tell them, I say, presently at the advice of my legal counsel, I am advised not to answer any questions unless my legal counsel is present. And if they pursue it, I said it's my right to remain silent. And that, after that, they pretty much, shut up. They're not dealing with some.
Realize they're dealing with someone who knows their rights, and they're not dealing with a typical pushover.
I mean, to me, the right to remain silent means you can just say nothing and be silent, remain silent. You've already been silent, and now you're going to remain silent.
Sadly, the Supreme Court disagreed with you on Captain Kickass.
But it's just an illustration of how dumb things are.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Anything else you want to share, Tom?
Well, in the past, I had been accused of something, and when I was arrested, the detectives, one took my statement, and then another one came in, and he tore up my statement. He said, that statement sucks. And as I went to, I protested after my attorney, and we had a Huntley hearing. And the judge ruled in my favor. The Huntley hearing, is the dispute between the accused and the police. What they said, that I said this, and I said I didn't say that. I said my statement was torn up,
right.
And the judge believed me. And there was actually a video camera in there.
Interesting.
And one of the officers said, I said to my attorney, I go, there's a camera in the interrogation room. And he said that he wasn't aware of that. And I said, well, how long have you been working there? And he said, maybe...
Just to be clear, the cop said he didn't know, or your attorney said he didn't know there was a camera in there?
The cop, my attorney said, are you aware that there's a camera? And he said he didn't know.
What a liar.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the judge ruled in my favor that this one, the statement that I made, and then the other detective tore it up, and he said, he goes, that statement sucks.
Amazing. Thank you, Tom.
He wrote down what he wanted, but it shows you have to fight for what you want.
It's absolutely true. You're not going to get it by default. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call tonight. Let's talk to Suzanne. She's in Daytona, Florida, listening to WNDB. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, guys. First time I've heard you tonight, and I have to
welcome.
Say, look, this idiotic virus, the influenza, kills more people than this has so far every year. And I don't buy it. I don't buy the panic. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. But what really bothers me now, you see it on Facebook, you hear it from people you know. The rats are out. If you're not complying with what we're told to do to prevent this dreaded virus, they will rat you up. They'll at least scold you about it. And when are they going to just start ratting us out?
Oh, that's already in the news.
Madison, Wisconsin, the law enforcement agency there had a website that folks could go to.
A snitch site.
And I have an article.
And in the UK.
That's so Orwellian. It's just horrible.
Well, and this out of Bellevue, Washington, this is a Seattle suburb, Bellevue, Washington has also rolled out a tool to report stay-at-home violations on their website as well.
Wow.
So, yeah. So not only are people willing to snitch, but the government is helping them to snitch on their fellow neighbors and families by providing them a tool in which to do so.
It is horrible. Look, I'm in the highest risk group, 67, type 2 diabetes. I am not afraid of this idiotic virus. It's not
That's
killing
awesome.
Enough people. It's really not.
Well, now, let me play devil's advocate with you here, Suzanne. So some would say that it's not killing as many people because everybody's doing the social distancing. They're being good little citizens. They're following the rules. Everybody's quarantining. And so that's why it isn't killing as many people as the flu.
No, I just fail to believe that this is about a virus. I think this is more a test of martial law and obedience. I'm sorry. That's just me.
I totally agree.
Yep.
Totally agree. In fact, we read a story from RT a couple of nights ago, which was really interesting, written by a doctor. Of course, Dr. Ron Paul also had an interesting opinion piece about this, calling this mostly a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
But this other guy pointed out that all the big scary numbers out of Italy, because that's been, you know, until the U.S. took the lead this last week, Italy was the big scary,
right,
you know, numbers place.
Yeah.
And they were pointing out that a lot of these folks who were dying there had already had one to three different sort of morbidity issues, meaning they had serious heart disease or some other malady that they were suffering from, were already hospitalized, already, you know, on death's door or whatever. And then they, when they died, they chalked it up to coronavirus. Maybe it was a coronavirus that finished them off. Maybe it wasn't. It's one of those things where, oh, person died, person had coronavirus, so therefore they're chalking it up to coronavirus. In the same way that if you get into a car accident and there's a bottle of liquor in the back seat, it's an alcohol-related, you know, death or whatever, even though you might not have even been drunk. So, and then you add to the fact that they're inflating the death numbers. Also, they don't have enough testing ability to make to really know how many people are infected. So the percentage of people who are dying from this is probably way lower as compared to the absolute number of people who have or have had this thing. So it's way blown out of proportion.
Exactly, and we need herd immunity. Sorry, but we need it. I don't buy the whole thing.
Yeah, that's how nature works.
And by herd immunity, you mean people acquiring the virus, defeating the virus, and that way they wouldn't be able to be as susceptible in the future? Is that what you mean?
I mean that, like, maybe 60% of the population have been exposed to the virus, developed antibodies, and it protects the vast majority of people that think can, you know, just wipe us all out. And I don't think it would anyhow. It's not that vicious a virus.
I can't disagree with you, Suzanne. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate you being on the lines with us tonight.
I
appreciate that.
See you in the future.
Great. We'd love that, and we'd love to hear back from you. Thanks for the call. Great call. Toll-free number tonight. Our lady callers tonight are on it.
Yeah.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But this is so crazy, considering that the flu is, so far, more deadly than this. And if they did the same thing with the flu, Captain, if they, every flu case gets reported, there's a map with a, you know, the death map on it with the infection rates of the flu. Yeah. Is it spreading throughout the flu season? And the media was getting out there reporting the worst cases, because that's all the media is going to report on. The media is not going to do a report on somebody who acquires coronavirus, beats it, and moves on with their life.
Yeah.
They're going to do a report on the teenager that died from it. They're going to do a report.
And those things have happened, though. People have recovered from it just fine.
Thousands of them.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We are here in the live Saturday edition of the program. And you can also call us on our Discord call-in lines, by the way, over on our Discord server. Just join the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. You can install the app. It's totally free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Also, want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you ought to be over at Liberty.menu. You can list the things that you do there. Maybe you've got a business, or you've got digital content that you're the creator of. Maybe you've got an event that you're trying to organize. That's harder than it's ever been. But you can go to Liberty.menu, and you can put your things that you do on the list where others can rate and review your thing, and you can do the same thing for others that you've patronized. It's kind of a bit of a social network as well. It's a pretty cool site, and it works great. Go to Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile there. That's Liberty.menu. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Rick. He's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW on the FM band. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Welcome, sir. You're on the air, Rick.
You know what? I think you guys sound like libertarians to me, and that's great. I hope
you
are.
Yes, yes, we are. I can't speak for you, Captain Kickass, but I would say that
I try to avoid titles, but I mean, you know, if the shoe fits, I'm wearing it.
All right. Go ahead, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wearing it, too. I have ignored this stay-at-home order because it's idiotic for quite some time, and I'm going to continue to ignore it.
Me too.
That's
awesome.
If I need to go somewhere, I'm going to go to hell with the police.
Yeah, if I get pulled over by the police, I'm not going to answer their questions.
Right.
I may argue with them.
I'm going to record
it that way.
Yeah. Pull out a video camera, would you, if it happens to you, and you know, put that online.
I keep one in the car.
Excellent. Also, good idea to have a dash cam, too, so that way you got the dash cam and you pull out your own cell phone, so that way you've got two different video feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad idea to have a weapon that penetrates Kevlar, but, you know. Anyway, enough said about that.
Very good.
I just really, you know, I really like you guys. I started listening to you on GOW here in Chattanooga.
Yeah, great station.
A couple months back, you know, when I was driving in the car. And I am going to crank the station here into the FM radio in the house.
Sweet.
You know, you guys have tried your absolute best to get the news out to people that this silly virus is no worse than the flu. In fact, probably not as bad, because thousands more people die of the flu every year than are dying from this.
So far, that's true.
That's just the data, you know, and you've got less of a chance of getting it than you do of getting the flu, and less of a chance of dying from it than you do of dying from the flu.
And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that this is slightly worse than the regular flu. Let's just say that it is. Let's just say that it is, for the sake of argument. It in no way excuses the government overreaction and the loss of liberties and freedoms.
It does not. Absolutely.
I agree. I don't care if it's twice as deadly as the flu. Honestly, I don't care.
I've got a right to be out and going about my business.
Right. And the people who are afraid, have a right to shutter themselves in their home for as long as they feel it's safe.
Yeah. If they feel like it, it's their right to do that. But it's my right to go where I need to go, and I'll exercise that right in spite of all of the jackbooted terrorists with the guns.
God bless you,
I just
Rick.
Don't care.
I really appreciate your call. We've had some killer calls tonight. Hey, and do me a favor, would you? Call the WGOW's business line and tell the program director there thank you for airing Free Talk Live. If you get a chance, I'm sure he'd appreciate
it. I might do that. They probably would appreciate it, and it will help keep you guys on the air in Chattanooga.
Yeah, it's one of the great stations that airs the show. They put us on all week long there, which is awesome, and we're on FM, which
they do.
Extra great. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate your call tonight, man. And
you guys
definitely,
easy.
Yeah,
you
if you too, get Rick, that video, thanks. If they pull you over, you let us know about
it. Resistance to the terrorists.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. And by the terrorists, he means the government.
Yes.
Because, go look it up, the definition of terrorism is the use or the threat of violence to achieve political goals.
Yep.
That's what it is. And that's what government does.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They don't have anything. They don't make anything. Everything that they have is first taken from other people before they do anything with it. And then they take a healthy chunk off the top of that before they dole out a little bit to the contractors to do the actual work for them.
Let's go to Jim. He's in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening also on FM band to WBCK. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, the biggest thing we got to suffer up here in Michigan is the Whitmer effect.
What's that?
And, well, the further out it goes, it changes the sound. You know,
the
now tightens restrictions and stuff on us.
Is this the governor? Is that the governor's name, Whitmer?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. I'm like, who the hell?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But the anyway, they put one group of people against another group of people. They won't listen to what President Trump is asking them to consider about using now my mind's not working. About the
what do you think about the checkpoints there? We heard from somebody else in Michigan earlier that now there's checkpoints on the border of Ohio.
Well, they probably could be, and they'll probably get tightened down and get worse and worse.
Yeah. It's pretty scary stuff.
I just consider it just all fake and garbage, and I'm not going to comply with it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call tonight. Man,
yeah,
this is refreshing.
Yeah, I'm enthused. I also just want to mention real quick, too, this from KXAN. The Texas National Guard troops could end up going door-to-door in some Dallas neighborhoods to check on residents. The governor says the National Guard troops would be, would be on a, quote, medical mission, unquote, not there for law enforcement reasons.
No, no, they would totally not do anything to you if you opened the door with a bong in your hand in Texas.
Because, you know, when I have a medical issue of some sort, I always call the National Guard.
Call the guys with guns. Yeah. They'll shoot the disease.
Yeah. Oh, I'm having a medical problem? National Guard, get them on the phone right away.
Let's go to John. He's in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening online. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say I don't think that these airline industries need a bailout. It just doesn't seem right. I think that the working class people and people without jobs kind of need that money if anybody deserves it.
Well, but, I do want to talk about the money aspect of this because there's a lot worth talking about. Maybe we'll get into that in the third hour of the show. But before you go on, John, since you brought it up, I did have a story about this, and I don't know if it ended up being in the final bill with this $2.2 trillion, because what was it, like 500 or 1,000 pages? But there was a story that part of this bailout deal was going to be that the government, the federal government, would then get a piece of the airlines, meaning that in return for bailing the airlines out, the federal government would become part owner in those airlines. Have you heard about this?
What?
I've heard people talk about it, but when you, if you take a look at what the CEO of Boeing said, he actually said they don't really need a bailout.
Good.
I kind of feel like these people have tons of money, but I was just going to ask you guys.
Well, Boeing is, just to be clear, hold on. Boeing is different than the airlines, right? Boeing manufactures airplanes.
Right.
So they've been paid. You know, they make the airlines, the jetliners, they get paid. Then American Airlines and United and these others, Southwest, become the owners of those things, right? So I imagine Boeing's doing just fine. Plus, they got all their government contracts as well. It's the other, you know, the actual airlines that are losing big time here because they apparently have to continue flying in order to continue having a chunk of these airports, the different terminals and such, dedicated to them. So.
I think that these airlines often have sort of a backlog of how many planes they're going to order. I would imagine that those have all been put on hold, possibly affecting Boeing, but yeah.
I just kind of feel like a big business, if, you know, I mean, this is capitalism, right? I mean, you're not supposed to bail out people. If it fails, it fails, you know?
Right.
I mean, come on. Why do my tax dollars have to pay for their airplanes? Why is that happening?
Oh, don't worry. It won't be your tax. Hold on. It won't be your tax dollars. It'll be your other dollars. Because they're going to just print, they're going to print money.
Yeah.
Okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to crank up the printing press, probably just increment numbers in a computer, more likely. But they're going to increase the money supply by $2.2 trillion, and probably more trillions on top of that, because Trump was talking about $6 trillion when he signed this bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where the other $4 trillion, you know, was supposed to
went
go to.
Yeah.
I heard there might be, like, you know, guaranteed business loans or something like that. But either way, they're going to print the money out in order to make this happen, which is going to devalue the existing money that you have. It's called inflation, and it is going to ravage your savings if you have any of it. I know you had another point. Hang on, John. We'll bring you back if you want to stick with us here through the news, and you can make that point. And we'll talk about the $2 trillion plus $2.2, I think it was, trillion dollar package, the pork barrel package that satisfied all the Democrats and the Republicans. I think it was like voted 97-0 or like 94-0 in the Senate, and, you know, also almost unanimous in the House, I think, as well. Maybe totally unanimous. I haven't seen the votes there. Hour 3's next.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.